The title of our health and temperance presentation today is I Need a Drink. This is part one of a two-part presentation. The subject of temperance, in all its bearings, has an important place in the work of salvation. God's Word declares, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." 1 Corinthians 10:31. In a simple dartboard target, there are a series of concentric rings around a central circle. The central circle is the bullseye. Hitting the bullseye results in the greatest number of points, the greatest benefit for your effort. Hitting succeeding rings outside the central circle result in lesser number of points, less benefit for your efforts. The greatest benefit for your efforts results from accumulating the greatest number of points, the greatest reward for your efforts throughout the period of play. In a similar manner, hitting the bullseye in our lifestyle results in the greatest benefit. So, in our health and temperance time together, we will look at what our God has told us has the greatest benefit for both our short lives here on earth and our future eternal lives with Jesus in heaven. The central bullseye is that which God first told Adam and Eve immediately following their creation. And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food." In health and in sickness, pure water is one of heaven's choicest blessings. Its proper use promotes health. It is the beverage which God provided to quench the thirst of animals and man. Drunk freely, it helps to supply the necessities of the system and assist nature to resist disease. Genesis 1, verses 9 and 10. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. How much water do we have today, after the flood, and 6,000 years of sin? Today, this is a representation of all the earth's water. This small blue marble represents all of earth's liquid water. In the oceans, groundwater, polar ice caps, rivers, and lakes. It is 860 miles in diameter, reaching more than three times higher than the International Space Station orbit at 254 miles above the surface of the Earth. This much smaller blue sphere represents all of Earth's liquid fresh water. Groundwater, rivers, and lakes. It is 170 miles in diameter. This almost invisible blue dot represents all of Earth's liquid surface fresh water, rivers, and lakes. It is only 35 miles in diameter, less than the distance I drive to our church on Sabbath. Before God made man, there was no rain. Genesis 2, verses 4 through 6. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was on the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth. And there was no man to till the ground, but a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Genesis 2, verse 10. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four river heads. From where did this water come to form the river flowing out of Eden? There had been no rain, nor snowpack in the mountains for that matter. Not until the flood in Noah's day did it rain. I think of the vision of the New Jerusalem shown to John on the Isle of Patmos. Revelation 22, verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Genesis 6, verse 13, 14, 17, and 22. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark. 17. And behold, I myself am bringing flood waters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. 22. Thus Noah did, according to all that God commanded him. So he did. Genesis 4, verse 7. For after 7 more days I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things that I have made. For what do we thirst? Water. Exodus 17, 1 through 6. Then all the congregation of the children of Israel set out on their journey from the wilderness of Sin. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people contended with Moses and said, "Give us water that we may drink." So Moses said to them, "Why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord?" Verse 3. And the people thirsted there for water. And the people complained against Moses and said, "Why is it you have brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" Continuing at verse 4. So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Go on before the people, and take with you some of the elders of Israel. Also take in your hand your rod with which you struck the river, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, that the people may drink." Ellen G. White wrote first in the compilation book How to Live, and then included in Counsels on Diet and Foods, that thousands have died for want of pure water and pure air, who might have lived. These blessings they need in order to become well. If they would become enlightened and let the medicine alone, and accustom themselves to outdoor exercise and to air in their houses summer and winter, and use soft water for drinking and bathing purposes, they would be comparatively well and happy instead of dragging out a miserable existence. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let him who hears say, "Come." And let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. From Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. To be continued in part 2.